finance minister Sri Murali Indrawat emphasized that Indonesia's strategies to mitigate United States Russia tariff pain to reduce shocks and open new economic opportunities in more countries. As published on her Instagram account at SM Indrawati on Saturday, the minister clarified that Indonesia prioritizes dialogue to craft U.S. administration perspective and intentions. As expected, Indonesia will therefore propose solutions to help narrow the U.S. trade deficit with the country. Quoted from AndalaNews.com, she highlighted that Indonesian government's commitment to lowering tariff and non-tariff trade barriers, including through deregulation and administrative reforms. Indonesia showcased the excellence of Indonesian archipelago coffee at Specialty Cafe Expo, or SCE, 2025 in Houston, Texas on Friday, April 25th. And this year's event, Indonesia was represented through the Indonesian Pavilion, highlighting the coffee's rich flavors and aromas from different regions, such as West Java, Sumatra, West Sumatra, Toraja, Central Java, Gayo, and Toba. Quote from Arabi.co.id, Indonesian Consul General in Houston, Urina Ritonga, officially inaugurated the Indonesian Pavilion on the first day of the exhibition, and she emphasized that Indonesia's participation was not only aimed at marketing coffee products, but also at introducing the culture and spirit of Indonesian coffee farmers. Listen to that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's media corner presents a song entitled "My Most
appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Angie and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Angie and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out. Cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum. Mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Hati ini tak perlu kau risaukan. Tak cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian. Lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. And people from different nations, also different nations, ethnicities, religions, they all say the same thing, that the Pope was an exemplary figure and his death saddens us all. And related to this, Indonesia, during the funeral in Vatican, we deployed some envoys. One of them are the former Indonesian President Joko Widodo, and on this occasion, he was accompanied by the Human Rights Minister Natalius Pigai and Finance Deputy Minister Thomas Giwan Dono. And then, according to the observations, as we quote from Adelaide Cordadi, Joko was seen in the front row at the Pope's funeral alongside POTUS, or the US President Donald Trump, and French President Emmanuel Macron. In the meantime, in Indonesia, the Archbishop of Jakarta, Cardinal Ignatius Suharyo, recounted stories about the late Pope Francis, who says that Pope Francis chose to sell his gold back to our cross to help the poor, which is a very bold move by the Pope. And more from Indonesia is coming up next on Stage 1 at Airwave Service, Voice of Indonesia. Bye. can enjoy directly the programs of all Arabic stations across Indonesia. And of course, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. At Arabic Digital, the solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising to us. So, well, for people who
doesn't know about rundown? Oh my god, why couldn't you know about rundown? So I live in a cave? No, not really. Not really. Not everybody knows about it. It's very normal. And based at was described rundown as an Indonesian meat dish. Mm-hmm. Although I would like to say that rundown has another is it vegetable or vegetarian?
Yeah, we have a potato inside of the rundown. Can also be mixed with potato and also, if I'm not mistaken, we have seen some where we eat rundown and we mistake it for linguist.
Oh, yeah, rundown. It is a kind of spice.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that. We know that there's the rundown using beef.
Yeah.
There is rundown using mutton and also rundown using chicken. But if you go to West Sumatra, they have this very special rundown made of local vegetables. I mean, local plant. I'm trying to find, to be honest, I'm stalling the time, to translate the word pakis. Pakis, do you know pakis?
Pakis, I don't know pakis.
Pakis is, for a moment, it's a fern.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So they help, they use local fern into rundown. And it is, well, so that is very good, very, very good.
Yeah.
And of course, this dish is celebrated for its rich, spicy flavor and extended cooking process. Have you ever watched someone cooking rendang? I mean, literally for people in West Sumatra.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, they took, well, a lot of stages. There is one rendang place in West Sumatra in which people are trying to buy it, and usually they will line up. They will line up, and they like to. So, if you're visiting there, of course, you want to bring it back home, right?
Yes.
So, they do not always have that rendang.
Okay.
Because the stock is limited. But, a little bit of trick for everybody. If you go to this place that I like to mention, but I cannot. Well, we're going to hit Kings. We got something about
another Kings,
yeah, Kings, something like that, yeah. If the person says, I'm sorry, we are running out of rundown, I suggest you to stay in the restaurant for another 1 or 2 hours and go back and forth to the cashier. In my experience, in half an hour, they finally have another stock. Even if they said, you have to wait until, well, 3 or 4 hours, suddenly they have a stock.
Make sure
to go to the cashier silently.
Mm-hmm.
Do not attract anyone's attention, or the other people will go with you. And then, for example, they only have 5 kilograms of rundown. You want to buy all of them, but if there are people behind you have to share it with them. Something like that.
Sounds like a mission. If you really want this rundown from West Sumatra,
because if you want to Jakarta, I have friends from West Sumatra, and they're kind of offended with the rundowns we have here. It's not rundown yet.
It's not to the expectation.
Yeah, if even people say, "Oh, this is the best rundown around the city," that this West Sumatra people were like, "What is this?"
Wow. So no wonder the rundown in West Sumatra, you have to get in line for hours.
You get in line for hours. Maybe not for hours, but well, it's a competition.
Yeah.
So if you have still not half the time to go to Indonesia, especially West Sumatra, to try rundown, you can go to try to find an Indonesian restaurant at your place.
Yes.
And pray to God that they have rundown.
Yeah,
and they have to be using Indonesian original spices.
Yes.
Because the variants at other places, well, it will change the taste.
Yeah.
And you unique, I'd like to know, you haven't been saying anything about yet. So, do you happen to find the best place to taste rundown in Jakarta?
So far, it's actually my auntie's cooking.
Ah, homemade one.
Homemade cooking.
Yeah.
It's one of the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with what you're saying. I feel like rundown is more of to, like, a what do we call it, bumbu? It's like spices.
Spices, yeah.
But it can be, you can always use meat. You can use vegetables, you can use even chicken, even goat meat.
So,
in my opinion, the best rundown is actually the homemade one.
Yeah, the homemade ones. And even around the studio, not really at the studio, but near this neighborhood of our studio, there is one secret place to buy rundown.
Where is that?
So behind our office, we have got some rundown restaurants.
Yes.
Forget about them. You better find a small place.
Okay.
Right now it's 10:42 a.m. In 80 minutes, at 11, they'll be opening in a very small stall.
Mm.
But people have been lining up, and people, no one knows that it is so nice.
Well, I'm really curious about this one.
But unfortunately, because, well, we cannot leave this place until then, usually, well, you only get the leftovers right at
11:30.
Okay, so.
It's only reviewed in the offices.
Yeah, we will try it later. Okay, so to give you a taste of something from Indonesia, we cannot sing around right now. So here's Gold Diver. Teach me how to love.
How you never meant to be. When you kiss me slowly, baby, close your eyes. Can't go on, just gotta speak. Cause you make me feel all the things I hate about myself. How can I hurt or hate all the love I love? Teach me how to not fight you. Teach me how to not fight you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do.
Importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Journeys is one of the reasons people invest
Arabia, restored the regions of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom as stored in the land of Java, which was Tyre at the time. One of the historical regions is Garo Kingdom, which was built in Chinese Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Patua San, or historical remains of the past, namely Patua San Sanxiang Boris Gora, the founder of the Garo Kingdom. It contains in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Saripapa Yangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Garo Kingdom. A Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Chitam River to the west and Chi Sayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Pandan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Garo Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya, di Ciamis ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If you talk about Ciamis, the region is the first place of culture. Garo King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. His own story did not promote as if the Ciamis regions aim to invite people to come to Ciamis, honoring Tamil heritage too.
Thank you.